On this episode, we're talking All-Star Movies Resort. This is episode 158 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. And now we have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. So go out to wherever you listen to podcasts and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe so that you are getting our all-new feed that we recently moved to. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to book, even better, build, acquire your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even a Universal Orlando Resort vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. It is absolutely no cost to you to use Melissa, and she will help you get the all booked, get the best rates or package or whatever it is you're doing. She's going to help you with ADRs, fast passes, answer all those questions, and make your Disney or Universal vacation that much less stressful.
I believe our friends just booked Universal with her, correct?
They did. They booked a, Yeah, a little spring break Universal getaway. So, yes, highly recommend. Let her know that Main Street Magic sent you. And finally, if you want even more content, if you want live streams, if you want a really cool shirt because you joined for the whole year, go to ctmvip.com and check out Club 32. All right, so before we get into today's episode about All-Star Movies with an S,
because there's lots of movies.
Yeah, no spoilers. Captain Marvel, what'd you think? Did you like it?
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was very pleasantly surprised.
This is not a spoiler if I say what... Is it Brian that said it? I think he said it perfectly. He said, that's what happens when you do make it a great hero movie and it happens to have a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I read that, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That summed it all up.
Yeah.
With no spoilers.
Yep. Yeah. I thought it was great. It was much better than I, not that I thought it wouldn't be good. I didn't care so much because I don't know anything about Captain Marvel, but I thought it was a great origin story. I thought it set a good tone. I thought it fit in well to the MCU universe, and I enjoyed it a lot. We might go see it again this week with one of our friends. So,
yeah. It was very good.
Go check it out.
Our children, you know, 8.5 and 11, loved it.
Kaylin cried.
Well, no surprise. Because of Stan Lee.
Yeah, and she cries at everything. She cried watching Minions.
Yeah, but anyways, it was great. Kids loved it. Very great family movie. We had a great family night. Yeah, go see it.
It was awesome. All right, so we are talking All-Star Movies today, and we've touched on All-Star Movies in the past, and the All-Stars in general. And as we go through this episode, to be honest, a lot of the information or the way we talk about it will really apply to kind of All-Star music and sports as well, I think, just in the overall value resort category. I think that value resorts can sometimes get a bad rap. I hope maybe we debug that a little bit because I don't think they should get a bad rap.
Yeah.
Here's what I've always said is that the value resorts are perfect for the people who need a value resort.
Right.
You know, if you're used to staying at the Poly all the time, sure, maybe All-Star is not for you.
Right.
But don't think that, you know, you're getting a value resort that it somehow diminishes your vacation or that these aren't great, outstanding resorts.
I agree.
So, first, we'll just get into a little bit of kind of the history and what's involved. You want to talk some about when this opened and exactly, you know, the rooms and what theming and stuff we have?
Sure. It opened in January 15th, 1999. There is 1920 rooms. 1,920 rooms.
That's better.
Obviously, it is movie themed. You have Fantasmic. You have 101 Dalmatians. You have Herbie the Love Bug. You have the Mighty Ducks. And you have Toy Story. It is an Animal Kingdom resort area. Literally, I think Animal Kingdom is... Five minutes away.
If that, I mean, you come out, you take that left, and you're going into Animal Kingdom on Osceola, right?
Yep,
and then you're going right in.
Call it the, well, I mean, Osceola, but they also call what people some call it the highway.
Yeah.
yeah, great area for Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
It is a value resort, and the cost range is 143 to upwards of 239 a night. And your self-parking fee is $13 a night.
Yeah. And, you know, that cost range is a overall, you know, I guess estimate.
Back.
Yeah. Well, it's an average. It's an overall average throughout a year. Many times we do see them on the lower end. I would say 140 to 150 is pretty common.
Yeah.
And we've seen them even through Priceline cheaper than that.
Yeah.
So this was the third one to open. The other two All-Stars actually opened in 94.
Okay.
All-Star Sports is the exact same size, 1920 rooms.
Oh, okay.
And then I believe Music is a little bit less, around the 1600 room range. But again, these are all kind of one after the other. They all have a main gate entrance with security. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. So,
well, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So let's talk some about the rooms. That you have your two sections, preferred and standard.
Well, you would want to talk about like going in first before you talk about the rooms.
Sure. Go for it. Whatever you got to say, woman. Say it. What you got to say.
Well, I mean, because it is a one-stop shop. It is one security for all three resorts.
Yeah.
And then there's your McDonald's when you're headed in on your left.
Yes, there is.
You or your children needed some McDonald's in their life. It's a light stopped right before that. And then once you go straight, there's nowhere else except to go into the security. And again, it is for all three resorts.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely my suggestion is once you check in, definitely use that right-hand lane to go and get in quicker.
Yeah,
you
with
have,
your magic
that's
band.
Also where you have your bus lane, too. And so just make sure your band works and everything so everybody's happy behind you. But it's neat because when you come up to it, it has your different movies, magic, movies, sports, and music. That you have to where you're staying, you have to click on that one. So it's not like you can just hit a random one.
Yep. Yeah.
So I thought that was, I don't know why I thought that was surprising, but I did.
Yeah.
But it was funny because there was a few times where am I staying?
Oh, I get confused every time because I kind of bounce back and forth between music and movies a lot. Usually if it's the family and we're doing one of these, we're doing movies. If it's me going for a night, I do music because I usually can get, you know, I mean, I got just last week, $120 for the night through Priceline, all in tax tag title for music, and which is perfectly fine by me. I don't need any kind of upgraded room or refurbished room or anything.
Right.
But we can talk. So if you have not been to the All-Stars, this is larger than life theming. Everything is themed larger than life. So when you go into Toy Story, you know, Woody is 30, 40 feet tall.
Yeah,
you know, Buzz is 30 feet tall.
Well, they're three story. Yeah, they're definitely over three stories because of going.
Yeah. And so that's what you get. So it's very, and I know we've kind of used this terminology in the past. I just think it actually conveys an image. It Bob Ross's the picture for you, the word picture.
Oh.
I don't want it to sound negative, even though this almost will. It's like Disney threw up on this resort because it is so overly themed, and it's, again, it's larger than life, and everywhere you turn, you know, you go to the Fantasia section and there's giant sorcerer Mickey hat and brooms, and there's, you know, again, you go to the Dalmatians and again, everything is giant.
Yep. The TV. I remember we took a picture in that.
Yeah. It's a great photo spot. So
there's such great photo ops too.
And I like it. And now, of course, this is a value. So it is a motel setup, which means you enter from the outside,
and you might have a long walk depending on where your building is. Yep. But okay, so now we're in through security.
Okay. Now we can talk, you know, and again, you can go, you check in. The main cinema lobby is up front, along with the food court, which we'll talk about dining here soon, where you're going to check in, the store, all of those things. So you have
always
two sections.
For check in for kids, you know, TV or whatever.
Yeah, movies are playing. Yep. You have your preferred and you have your standard. This is common terminology when you're talking about Disney resorts, right? So preferred, you're going to get buildings 1, 4, 5, 8, 9, or 10 that are closest to the cinema hall, lobby, and world premiere food court. Standard are buildings 2, 3, 6, 7, 9, and 10. Now, the reason 9 and 10 show up twice is because they're Toy Story. Right? 9 and 10 are Toy Story section. The ones on the very, very far end can be considered standard, while the ones on the front end of those buildings are considered preferred. So that's why.
Because we've stayed in the Toy Story, and that is fun.
Toy Story is easily, hands down, my favorite section.
You walk into Andy's room. It's so cool.
There's love Toy Story section. Another reason to love, you know,
RC
Toy Story.
Cars out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Another reason to love Toy Story section right now is the refurbished rooms. Now all rooms here are 260 square feet. So they're small.
Yeah.
These are very, very small rooms. They do have 200 handicap accessible rooms, which tend to usually, a lot of times there'll be a king bed, and then they'll actually have,
could you actually
walk in shower,
stay there? On
yeah,
bed,
I did
like
one night. Yeah.
Accident, like, yep. I can't remember how that.
Yeah. And it was a
out.
Nice big king bed. And then the, it's a walk in shower.
Right.
So again, it's just more, it's handicap accessible, but there are 200 of those, which is great.
That is great.
Refurbished rooms are currently in buildings 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This includes Toy Story section. This includes Love Bug and Fantasia, I believe are currently the ones that are done. Refurbs are currently on hold. They have been for a few months. Rumor is they're going to start back up next month in April. We think it was potentially budgeting. Don't really know, but they're supposed to kick back up. So let's talk refurb rooms. Let's get a horse in here because I'll beat it.
Because, you mean your Murphy bed?
Yes, because we're going to talk Murphy bed, which I've been over many times. You know,
but
again, my disdain for Danger Noodles, pickles, and Murphy beds are all kind of one and the same.
Okay,
so let's have a good
discussion about it and say,
I'm not going to throw any chairs or anything.
Right, but let's just have a good discussion and say.
Although I will move the chairs out of the way so I can fall down this stupid Murphy bed.
Would you rather be in building 5 where there's no refurbed, or would you be rather be in 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10?
The only reason is because refurbs came with queens.
So
I have no issue with the theming. I have no issue with the carpet. Correct. I have no issue with anything else in the old rooms.
I'm not trying to focus on anything else other than you dealing with that Murphy bed. You would take two beds and the unfortunate other part, and I mean just the
I would pick a refurb because they have queen beds, but that's the only reason.
But
yes,
you would prefer with a Murphy bed because there's queens instead of just
And they're literally like sleeping on a cloud.
They are
filled
of
beds. That's stuffed with kittens. I mean, these new beds are
I just wanted everybody to understand that just because you hate them,
hate is a strong word.
It is, but
I hate Danger Noodles. I hate pickles. I hate mayonnaise.
You dislike.
I dislike the way. I don't even care as much about the Murphy bed as I do the loss of table space when the Murphy bed is down. And that if I'm on vacation, I don't feel that I should have to fold a bed up and down every day.
Okay.
Now, and this is where I do want to have a good discussion, because if you know me at all, and if you've listened to this podcast for some time, I do like to put I do like to talk about things like this to hopefully add either some humor or entertainment to it. It's not like I'm walking in the room and just all week and I'm miserable for a Murphy bed. No, the Murphy bed and the new design are brilliant designs. And depending on your stay, there's much more room for activities. Depending on the makeup of your family and your trip is very different. You know, for us, okay, we have two children who tend to eat breakfast in the room.
Yep.
And we tend to bring podcasting equipment to record while we're there. It's really tough for us to not have a table on a consistent basis, and we have to fold a bed up and down to get access to it. I can't put my podcast stuff on the table and then fold the bed down without taking it all off. So to me, space becomes an issue. I would have liked to have seen a Murphy table. I don't know why Murphy didn't make tables. Have a little table that folds down from the wall when the bed is down. I would be okay with that. But, you know, your sunrise to sunset park goer and your bed stays down all weekend and you don't need a table. These rooms are incredible. I love the addition of what I'll just call like the snack station, you know, where now they've got, it's still world's smallest fridge, but it will fit your stuff. But they've got table, dude, values get coffee makers now.
Yep.
And you know how weird it was to stay at Music last week and not have a coffee maker? It was like, wait a second. How do I get this beverage inside of me? I have to go all the way up front. Yeah, they're super clean.
They're clean.
No carpet. Like
lots of storage, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Because the beds are raised. You can put so much stuff under there. And yeah, just lots of storage in the bathroom area, which is perfect.
It is.
Yeah.
And so, I've gotten over some of my issue with Pop originally, too, was what I felt was some of the lack of theming. I've gotten over that because it actually is nice, subtle touches.
I think they are allowed and able to get away with it being so clean and sterile inside and it being like a normal hotel room and a touch here or there of the, which really is actually only the artwork behind.
You have some above the main bed, and then you have when you fold down said Murphy bed.
But it's not
bed.
Like in the bathroom anymore. It's right. Not. So I think they are able to get away with it because of the resort that you're at, and literally you have larger than life Toy Story.
Yeah.
Ariel, like when you go to art.
Yeah.
I'm completely fine with it. I don't need my room because I walk out of my room and I'm like, oh wow, I am in Disney.
Yeah, you're not going to walk out and be like, where am I? Is this Disney? Oh, there's a 30-foot Woody. Yeah,
right. And if you happen to go in your, you know, you don't look at the artwork and you kind of just kind of block that out a little bit and you look at everything else because it's only the artwork. But you look at everything else and you go into the bathroom and you're like leaving the room and you're like, I'm at Disney. You walk out and it is just like boom in your face. So,
oh, totally. No, I think I've gotten over that portion. I still wish that they would have done some subtle touches. Like, for example, you know, now your shower is, you know, you've got nice like subway tile, square tile, whatever shower. I think you could have done an inlay of film strip. We're at movies. That's it. Something very subtle or maybe a little hidden Mickey. My only thing I really don't like is that they are basically cloning all three All-Star Resort rooms to be the exact same. There is no separation between the rooms because when you fold down the Murphy bed, behind it is Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Right.
They're playing. One's playing a sport.
Right.
One's doing something film-wise with a camera. And then one is doing something music. That's going to be the same as we assume
but
in
again,
all three resorts.
In my opinion, doesn't matter because if you're staying in sports and you're in the baseball, you're going to you're walking out and you're not like, what? Where am I at?
Give me all three of them playing sports in there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, okay, but I'm fine with them not because where you're staying, it's very obvious.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Only thing I will say, and I saw this, I think, under our community, somebody said, there's no carpet. There's nothing anywhere. I am that type of person that I'm
It's all laminate flooring, and there are no...
And tile.
Sort of like, throw rugs. Yeah, there's no sort of anything.
So
that's
what I do is,
trying to explain
just
to
so
the
you
people.
Know, and what might help you if you're listening. is maybe in the bathroom, you throw down a towel or two. That's where
we tend to throw that down.
And honestly, you could take one of those and throw them by the door if you really wanted. But I will say that is the only thing I wish they had, where either outside they had, like, where you could kind of wipe your feet off.
Like a doormat. Yeah, it's not even that. Yep.
Or right inside a small little square piece of carpet or something that, again, you could wipe your feet off, take your shoes off.
Or like a runner between the beds. Runner carpet, I think, would be nice between the beds. I will say, if you're just a couple, you know, maybe you're not bringing the kids, you don't have kids, and you don't have to fold Murphy bed down, this room, to me, is one of the best layouts anywhere.
I agree.
You know, I mean, short of you getting a king bed at another resort, like a Coronado or Caribbean Beach or something, this is a great layout for just a couple.
Yeah,
absolutely. Especially love it for that. So
you and I and working and not having the girls.
So I do, you know, again, I've made peace for the most part with the Murphy beds. If I ever meet Mr. Murphy, I'm not going to fight him.
Genius.
It really is.
Really?
But it's not at the same time.
It is. But anyways, the beds are phenomenal.
They're so comfortable.
Amazing. These are rooms that, if you're spending the money and doing a Disney run, come stay here.
Yeah, you'll sleep good. Yeah.
And you'll sleep amazing.
Yep.
I love them. I really do.
I do too. Yeah, I do. I mean, we'll move on to talk about the other stuff, but I still think they could add a slightly different design.
Okay. Not really. Next. Okay. Hey, guys.
You could still fit in two queen beds, full queen beds. When the queen bed is down, there's still space that you could have had a small table.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a blank piece of paper.
Okay.
And the next time we're staying at All-Star, I'm going to have you go, okay, like, design the room.
I'll do it after we are done recording. I can pull up a floor plan of All-Star.
Okay.
And I'll show you what I would have done. They didn't come ask Mr. Stein. They went and talked to Mr. Murphy.
Okay.
And that guy's probably been dead for a really long time.
Not sure you could do.
I'm challenge pretty sure I could.
Accepted.
I would have kept the room almost exactly like it was, but just put in two queen beds. There's no reason to get rid of the table. They sacrificed the table for that little snack station, and there's still space
to fit that.
It is, but there's still space, but it's not better than a table. Okay. Challenge accepted. Listen, me and MPH are friends. I can use his challenge accepted. Okay. All right, let's move on to dining. Okay. Unless you want to talk more about Murphy beds, because you seem eager. Nope, you're all done? Okay, we'll move on. All right, let's talk about dining. Main food court is the world premier food court. This is open for breakfast, 6 to 11 a.m., lunch, 11 to 5. Dinner, you've got 5 to 12 a.m. This does participate in the Disney dining plan, and meals cost one quick service credit, and there are a wide variety of snacks to use as a snack credits on the dining plan. Food to me is fine. You know, it's got good food.
Yep.
You have a lot of different, you know, sandwiches, things like that. You got your pizzas, and they're getting better about the food at the All-Stars. In fact, they have put in a secret menu here at Movies, which we found out on our last trip about, 3 weeks ago, is still available.
Yes.
You want to talk about the secret menu? Because it's pretty cool and well worth asking about.
Also, next to that secret menu is this huge ice cream area. Excuse me. And they had shakes, and they even have adult shakes, but there's alcohol involved. There's ice cream. There's tons of cupcakes.
Yeah.
I love that dessert bar.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it.
Oh, totally.
Awesome. So we were actually, this is how it happened. We were standing there and we were getting a dessert milkshake. And there was a cast member standing there. Do you remember her name?
I do not. That's usually your job is to remember. That's probably what it was. That sounds good.
And I saw her name and she was just kind of standing there. I was like, so Elizabeth, I said, I have a question. Do you still have the secret menu? She's like, we do. Would you like to see? And I was like, well, we were here and sure, I'd like to see, just to see if it's
probably been
different.
About a year since we did it.
So she pulled out the briefcase and you have, it's so cool. She opens this briefcase. I'm trying to remember if it was locked or not. Very, dramatic, you know, yeah. like a briefcase that's maybe locked and she has to open it. And then not only do you see, do you like get to see, it's not even that. You have to, what are those things
Viewfinders. Called? Viewfinders. Yeah, they give you a viewfinder.
You can't even, like nobody else can see.
Yeah.
So you get a little viewfinder and you like click and click. And unfortunately, it was the exact same thing that we got.
Yeah, you've got a cheeseburger with a cinnamon roll bun. Mm. You've got like a hot dog, I think, covered with mac and cheese. Mm. You have the poutine, which we had done last time, which was good. So you have a couple little secret things on there. But it's just it's a cool experience. It's so, cool. It's so worth asking
Just the
about.
Rest was just not
appetizing. We weren't even eating it. We weren't eating food at that point. We were getting the girls the milkshake.
There's something
new had popped up.
You new popped okay. up. I may have all been right. like, all right, let's get that.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's really fun. And it's fun to ask for it. So definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I mean, you've got all your standard kind of food court fare in here as far as, you know, your Mickey waffles for breakfast. You can get burgers, again, sandwiches, the pizza, all that. There is in-room pizza delivery.
Yep.
Okay. This is pizza. They've got chicken wings, desserts, beer, wine, and sodas. Now, this delivery can take, they will say, up to 90 minutes.
And it
okay?
can.
And it definitely can.
Because we've done that.
Available 4 p.m. to midnight daily. All right. Don't ever do this.
Why?
One, it can take up 60, 90 minutes. Okay. Uh-huh. Two, medium cheese pizza, $16, right? A medium cheese pizza, which is 16 inches, is about $14. Pepperoni around $16, okay?
Okay.
Those are, I believe, around a dollar less than if you go up to the food court and get them. Exact same pizza. Minimum order is 15. They automatically add 18% tip, a $3 delivery charge, and you get your 7% sales tax. So your $30 order, because just so you get pizza and some wings or whatever, could cost you $40.50 delivered. Just walk your butt up to the front food court and get them. Now, I don't believe they have, if you really, really, really wanted wings, which I did one night, and that's why we got pizza and wings, and we paid this extra money, because they don't have them up front.
Correct.
So if you really, really wanted wings, then you could, but to me, this is nowhere near worth it in spending the extra money.
Okay.
Walk up, get a pizza up front, carry it back to your room.
Yeah.
Even if you're staying in the furthest standard room there is. It's worth the cost savings and the time savings. Yeah, you could stick your head out the door and be like, hey, anybody want to make $5? You walk up and get me a pizza, because it's still going to be less than their delivery.
Okay.
Also, if you are getting food delivered and you're the type like us that tends to have your room occupied sign, make sure you take it off. At least it used to be. Delivery, remember, they would not knock on our door. They ended up calling into the room.
Well, you have to tell them. You have to say, usually when anything, like you ask for maintenance or anything, they'll say, make sure you're...
Yeah, that you take off. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Finally, as far as kind of a drink option, we have Silver Screen Spirits Bar.
Uh-huh.
Where is this located, Rhonda? Do tell more.
It is located near the Fantasmic Pool.
Fantasia. You keep saying Fantasmic. Cool. This is not the show at Hollywood Studios. This is the movie.
Okay. Same thing. Located near the Fantasia Pool. Uh-huh. It is beer, wine, and cocktails. It is 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. daily, weather permitting. It is outside your pool gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also where sometimes they do like some face painting, some braiding, hair braiding, some stuff that is really cool that you can check out as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think takes, why are you throwing stuff at me? Which takes us right into their pools and playgrounds. So you have your main Fantasia pool, which is behind the cinema hall lobby and food court. It's got a nice little Sorcerer Mickey sculpture, shoots water out in the middle of it.
That's cute.
And like all of the resorts, you know, this has a lot of daily activities. They've got, you know, cast members come out. We did Mickey tie-dye t-shirts last time at an extra cost. $17 a t-shirt?
I think so. And I love it because
it's a steal at Disney.
Yeah, it's a giant shirt I bought so I could sleep in. Yeah. And it's awesome.
Yeah. Mine's also a giant shirt, but I'm a giant man. That's why I had to get a giant shirt.
You haven't worn it yet at all.
I know I haven't because I haven't purchased tickets to a Grateful Dead concert.
That doesn't. No. Anyways.
Grateful Dead. Tie-dye.
No.
That thing goes together. There's Grateful Dead fans out there laughing right now.
No, okay. Well,
so, anyways, but they have all these great daily activities. They'll do everything from trivia. They play music. They'll do sometimes, like we've seen, you know, hula hoop contests or, you know, other paid arts and crafts. So.
And as always, these pools are heated as well.
Yes.
To
was 78 to 82 degrees.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it.
We're not getting it.
Floridian.
Kids were in it a few weeks ago.
They loved it.
Absolutely loved it. Second to that, you do have one other pool. That is the Duck Pond Pool. You won't believe where it is, but it's in the Mighty Ducks section. That is considered a quiet pool.
Okay, why is it?
Because it's smaller. And there just aren't as many people there, and it just tends to be that off.
Because
no lifeguards are there.
Right.
So it tends to be something that adults go more towards, you know, just to relax and have a quiet area.
Fantasia pool, there's lifeguards.
That is not a quiet pool. It is a very loud pool.
Correct.
Children running amok all over the place.
And I was going to say, the last time we were there, when's the last time we were there, babe?
It was 3 weeks ago.
And that was obviously February.
Yeah.
And
it was hot.
Hot and tons of people in that pool.
Yeah.
Tons.
A ton.
We weren't getting in, but our children did. And yeah, it was hopping.
And
sure.
out by the Fantasia pool as well is where you'll have your nightly movies under the stars. Actually, not nightly, because they're not every single night, but as you span the three all-star resorts, there is one every night amongst all three.
So you could go.
You technically could go hop to another one if it wasn't playing at your resort that night.
And you really wanted to go see it.
Correct. All right, transportation. Bus-only transportation. Okay, and here's...
Oh, you missed the playground.
Oh, you want to talk playground then?
Well, yeah, some kids like playgrounds.
All kids like playgrounds.
It's not...
I'm still waiting for them to put in adult playgrounds.
Okay.
Just because I'm 6'3", I can't go down a slide.
I don't think Kaylin likes them anymore.
Well, she's technically too tall for them.
So that means I'm too tall for him?
You are. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
You're also a grown woman. So I don't think you should be on them anyway. Just shoving kids out of the way. But I want to go down this slide.
I would not shove kids out of the way. Anyways, there is a playground by the pool. It is between Toy Story Building 9 and the Cinema Hall. It's fun. I think our kids actually played on it before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
They're cute and they're fun and they're... There's usually a playground at every
The playground or our kids?
Oh, the
are
playground.
Cute and fun. The way you said it. It's not like you're like, our kids have played on it. They're cute and fun.
Oh.
Our kids are cute and fun, though.
They are, but...
So is the playground.
The playground.
Yeah. All right.
And they're in every...
Yeah, you got
resort.
Them all over. Yep. All right, transportation. This is bus-only transportation here. Obviously, you could get Uber, Lyft, minivan as well, which, depending on your schedule and wanting to get to resorts, I'm sorry, parks, a Lyft or an Uber or a minivan may be the way to go. So typically in the mornings and late evenings, when people are most likely to be going to and from the parks, each all-star resort will often have its own bus.
Correct.
So a Magic Kingdom bus is only going to movies, a different one's going to music, a different one's going to sports.
Right.
Roughly between about 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., when there isn't a lot of traffic going to and from the parks because most people are in them, you can find the buses sharing amongst all three all-star resorts, which means they fill up very quick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, movies is third. It's the third stop.
Correct.
So if you're heading to a park, you're the last one picked up, which is nice. You go straight to the park. If they're dropping you off, you got to go through two other stops.
Right.
And if they are picking you up to go to a park and you're the third stop, but the last one before you head there, a lot of times those buses are full and you're standing. And so something to note.
But they've also been really well with having a bus right behind them.
Totally. No, they. I think they do a great job. I think, you know, there's a lot of horror stories around the buses. Oh, for sure. I've noticed an increase.
Because it hasn't been so great.
Yes, in the past. I feel like there's a lot of horror stories about the buses. But again, I think it's about expectations. Know that's what you're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dead set on having a good seat in a vehicle and making sure that you don't have to wait or something, then get a Lyft, an Uber, or a minivan.
Or drive yourself if you have your car.
Yeah, which is what we tend to do a lot.
Right.
So I like the All-Stars. I really do. We can go back and I can remember, staying at movies probably a year and a half ago. We stayed in the Dalmatian section. and just had such an awesome time.
There's so many memories of us.
Yeah. And what I find, and I think I've said this before, is that I find a lot of times, you know, the value resorts are so much more affordable. Mm-hmm. What I have found a lot of times are the guests that are staying at the value resorts are just so thankful to be at Disney. You know, and they just absolutely love it. And mm-hmm. you find people that are so friendly. I'm, you know, sometimes you get to the deluxe and those people paid a lot of money to be there. And sometimes they can act like it. I think that's why I like the value sometimes. They're just, everybody's just there. They're so excited to be at Disney. They're so happy to be at Disney. I don't think they're beneath anyone. They're not beneath us.
Oh, you know, right.
I mean, well, I don't know. Well, no, we don't. Yeah, we don't have another value resort, I don't think, booked for the rest of this year. That kind of makes me sound like an idiot, but we're not booked at a value resort for the rest of the year.
Not yet.
Not yet. No, that's right. No, actually, we're thinking of doing Pop Century in October.
I was trying to say, there's a few, right, and there's a few things that, like, Kaylin and, well, not Kaylin, Lacey and I's birthday is in July, and we, for the first time mm-hmm. ever, are not staying on property. We're not even... Huh? In Disney.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, you meant not even in Disney. You led with not staying on property. I'm like, we're not staying anywhere. We're not going on your actual birthdays. So right. You confused me there. Okay.
So I kind of would like to. So I'm stalking.
But we're going to be there the day after your birthday.
Right, at Boardwalk. So I really shouldn't be complaining. But it's a situation where if I could find like maybe a value resort those 2 days...
Totally.
We'd totally come down and do it. I think Lacey would enjoy that. I think hope so too. She would.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask her, but I know I would, and it's my birthday too. So.
Right. Yeah. You know how many of my birthdays I've spent in Disney?
All of them.
One. Spent my birthday in Disney one time. This will be your at least fourth year. And we've stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Wilderness Lodge.
Well, because it's the summer.
Uh-huh.
And at least... Nobody comes to birthday parties or anything, but at least
I will say I would really like to be in Disney for your birthday this year because it's a big one.
That's not nice.
Turning the big old 30.
Yes.
Aww. 40.
No.
So yeah, no, I would like to be there. We actually are for the first time ever are renting DVC points. We'll be July 22nd to 24th at Boardwalk. Mm-hmm. Your birthday is the 21st. Lacey's is the 20th. Yep. So it would be neat to head down there and maybe tack on 2 nights on the front end. But yeah. Do you get any sort of senior citizen discount or is that not yet? I turned 42 months after you, so I just have this time to get jabs
in. You turned
42? I turned 40 as well.
Uh-huh.
40 as well, not 42.
No, you said 42.
40 also. 40 as 42. Well.
I like that you're 42.
I'm not, though. That's a lie. I'll get my license out and everything. 1979. All right. Anything else you want to add about value resorts or movies in general? Or turning 40 this year?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
Hearing aids all turned up, you can get me.
This is the second podcast, I believe, I've said. I apologize, friends. This may be the last.
You love it. Well, that's all there is today. Possibly ever. We'll see. We made it 158 episodes, so that was pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. You don't look a day over 20. Does that get me any kind of anything back?
Nope.
What if I make you dinner?
What else you got?
That's about all I've got.
Not so sure.
Alrighty then. Beds at movies are very comfortable. I might have to look one up and see if I can go sleep on it tonight.
You should.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Okay, bye. See you later.
Oh my gosh, that is so. You wouldn't eat tonight.
I would.
What would you do for dinner?
Plenty of Two Creeks and places.
You're just immediately going to go out to dinner because I left.
Yeah. I don't.
How rude. I am going to take you. I do want to take you for lobster corn dogs this next trip. I want to shoot over paddlefish. Earlier on Twitter, I said boathouse. I was not all with it. It's at paddlefish.
Why are you not with it?
Because I said the lobster corn dogs were at boathouse. They are not. They're at paddlefish.
Okay.
And I was corrected.
Okay.
Which is good.
The sun coming in right now doesn't make me look like I have a face.
Oh, that's creepy if you're watching on YouTube. All right. We should wrap this up then. Ghost lady over here. Looks strange. All right. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with us here for the past couple minutes, especially putting up with me, at least. Mm-hmm. Rhonda does it every day of her life. So, God bless that woman over there. But if you have not done so already, please go out, subscribe to Capture the Magic, subscribe to The Diz Dudes. Hopefully, you've already subscribed to Main Street Magic. And while you're out there, subscribing to all these shows, doing all these little things on the internet, go ahead and leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon. You're doing that. You do that to me. Every time I get ready to start, you make faces and you laugh at me. And it's not
lazy.
I know, and it's very distracting. So
I love that I can be distracted.
Make the face normal. Make your face normal. That's not normal. Either. All right, we ready? I don't feel good about this. what am I doing? Oh, yeah, reading that part. Okay.
Reading the intro.
On this episode, we're talking all about... I'm not doing that. All about all-star movies. That sounds dumb. Right? On this episode, we're talking about... We're reviewing. Or we're discussing. We're having an intellectual conversation. What should I say on this episode?
Sure. We're talking intellectual conversation.
We're talking all-star. How about just we're talking all-star movie resorts? That sounds better. Okay. On this episode, we're talking all-star movies resort. Movies? No, movie. It'd just be movie. It's one movie. Is it movies? How do I not know this right now? Hold on. Oh.
It's all-star sports movies.
All-star movies. Yeah, it is called movies, right? Yeah. Movies. They're called All-star movies.
All-star.
Okay, it is. Sports, but then all-star music, because it's not all-star musics.
No.
You know, it wouldn't be musics. Okay. All right, I got it now.